also congratulations from us. It's remarkable what you've accomplished. Just to follow on what you were just discussing, I assume that would all be private. I'm wondering if you see a public liquidity event at some point where you go out with an IPO. Wondering about that, and as long as I'm speaking, I was also curious if there's a military aspect that you're going to pursue. And again, since I have the floor, with regard to competition, Chris had mentioned that there doesn't appear to be any out there. I'm wondering if your patent side is looking at any concerns there, if you think there's any possibility for patent infringement or others doing something similar and competing with you.
Absolutely. I will start with the first one. So these immediate transactions, when we're talking in the December, January, early Q1 timeframe, are all private transactions. We have put a corporate structure in place that positions us to be able to proceed with future equity-related events and retain the control to realize the long-term vision that we have. And as you all know, this company is about being able to change the healthcare industry, and that's something that we plan on doing for the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. We have the opportunity to create an industry here, and that's what this is about. So we have always been very long-term in our mindset. The potential for some type of public transaction, public offering transaction down the road is there. Right now, we think there's a lot of advantages to continuing to operate as a private company, especially in the context of what we've just done, where we made some very difficult decisions when we signed our retail contracts to effectively agree to contracts that said we couldn't talk about this because these companies were putting hundreds of millions of dollars into the infrastructure and they hadn't announced it to the street, and it was material and non-public information, and some of it still is. And so so what we got out of that is we got a lead time, and we were able to launch and really surprise the market in terms of the existence of this capability, and there's a lot of power in that from a market ownership standpoint. But we are looking at liquidity options, and an IPO would be one of them. In terms of the military aspect of this, military is a big deal for us, and I can tell you confidentially a couple of the areas in which we've been focused there. One, in the context of work in the Middle East and specifically in Afghanistan, the survival rate of our men and women in field when they're hit is 98% if they get through the doors of an emergency room within 60 minutes from the point of injury. And if we miss that window, that's where the bulk of our fatalities occur. And so the ability to take a technology like this and put it in flight, specifically on a medevac, has the potential to change survival rates. And what it does is it makes it possible to begin transfusion and stabilization in flight. And so we've been doing a lot of work there. We've also been doing a lot of work for Special Operations Command in the context of missions in remote areas where not only is there no capability to do testing for certain things that need to be measured, but if situations arise in which those tests are warranted, the mission is aborted and people are evacuated, generally out of continent. And so we have created a distributed system that can be used in remote areas, and that is another big area of focus for us. And as we now reach this stage in our business, and going back to the comment that I made earlier on organization, that really is another business unit. And so that the pharmaceutical business and retail are these three units that we have. Obviously, to be able to do what we've just done, we had to pause a large number of our ongoing pharmaceutical and military programs so that we could focus like a laser on this and executing on this. And the scale of this retail infrastructure now is where we will continue to focus like a laser. But as we get the resources and organization to capture some of these additional opportunities in parallel, we will proceed with the pharmaceutical and military business, leveraging some of this infrastructure and the resources from it that we're building out now. So that, for the long term, will be an important thing for us. And it's also very symbolic because it's our way of being able to help make a difference in whatever small way we can there.